It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Sorry about that, Brett. That was the intro for Jamie Lee Ross, but we're indeed speaking with Brett Hudson from the National Party.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are you today, Brett?
Oh, fantastic. It's beautiful weather down in Wellington.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Lucky for some. It's not usually down there, is it?
Well, I think it's a bit unfair, but we might be known for our wind, but we're also known for a bit of sun.
Yeah, we're not so lucky here today. We've got a bit of sun, but it's pretty cold. Probably moving on to more pressing matters, though, seeing as you've probably got a busy schedule. This week, we've seen quite a lot in the media about the Syria and sort of the US airstrikes that have happened in Syria, and how, I suppose, New Zealand's stance is being portrayed. Prime Minister Ardern has said that she accepts why action was taken by the joint US, British and French military forces that targeted the alleged chemical weapon sites in Syria. And she says that she accepts it and she thinks it was necessary. Does National agree with this?
Oh, we do absolutely believe that the attack or the responses were absolutely appropriate. I think we feel the Prime Minister should have gone quite considerably further. If you look at our allies, they've been very clear that they have supported and they've used language that explicitly states that they support the action that was undertaken. And accept is not as strong a signal, I think, to the world and to our allies that we are behind taking responsible and appropriate action where these sorts of atrocities take place.
So do you think that that it's not necessarily a dangerous stance to take, that we're so outspoken or so in support of something that's quite violent?
Well, I think it's quite appropriate. If we're coming out in support of an appropriate action, I think it is just that. It is appropriate to be that strong and be that unequivocal. Because this is the sort of challenge that we risk our friends and partners overseas concerning themselves about, because if you look at the language around, for instance, the attack in the UK, the nerve gas agent, and the language we used and the hesitation, quite frankly, in condemning the actions of Russia and their involvement in that. And then on top of that, where you have Russia as a known supporter of the Assad regime, and actually trying to veto action against Syria after that chemical attack, then it really risks the possibility that friendly nations and particularly allies could begin to question just our level of solidarity, if you want to use that word, or a level of commitment to common causes. And that's not a position that a small trading nation like New Zealand wants to find it in. And what is more, even more importantly than that, it's sort of on a simple moral basis. The chemical attack on their own citizens was one of the worst forms of atrocities a regime could undertake, and it's absolutely appropriate that even a small nation like us should stand up very strongly and condemn it completely in the strongest language possible.
I suppose looking at the sort of retort that Ardern came back with, saying that she didn't want to speak so strongly on it because she'd like to see New Zealand return to the United Nations Security Council table and along with a lot of other nations, obviously, to continue discussions on a multilateral environmental agreement. Obviously, Russia has vetoed that previously. If they continue to do that and continue to stop efforts that are kind of more collective, what are New Zealand's sort of next possible courses of action?
Well, ultimately, if you're going to have the conversation around that Security Council table, then the permanent members all have to agree not to exercise a veto. Mm. But what I would absolutely say is there is just no way that Russia will change their mind simply because our Prime Minister used the word accept instead of support. So if they happen to be opposed to this discussion, there will be other reasons of theirs for that. And that simple language shift won't suddenly change their mind. But what it might do is create some concerns, probably not expressed publicly and not through the media, but it may create some concerns inside our friends and allied nations as to just how committed we are to this like-minded group and to condemning these sorts of acts.
Moving on to roadside drug testing at the moment, the Transport Ministry and police are urging the government to look at spending about $45 million on drug testing on the roadside, which the national government, the previous national government, was also urged to do by the police. Julianne Jenter, at the moment, Transport Minister, is saying that she believes that it is a bad spending of the money if we can put more into drink driving. Is this something that National would agree with?
Well, I think we can do both. And in fact, we actually need to do both, because if you've got people driving impaired, and whether that's by alcohol or by drugs, then you have other people, their own, but other people's lives are put at risk. And as we've seen in recent last couple of years, our road poll has been trending in the exact opposite direction we want to see it. So our view is, if you've looked in the past, there have been some technical issues around the reliability of drug testing in particular. Our view is that they have been addressed, which is why one of our members, Alistair Scott MP, has put forward a private member's bill to introduce roadside drug testing. I would argue, when you look at the impacts of the fatalities on our roads, not just obviously from a nationwide perspective, but on the families that are impacted by that, $45 million to do both alcohol and to add drug testing to that, we think is a very responsible measure for a government to take, particularly a government that has said it wants to target zero road deaths in the next 18 months.
So in terms of that $45 million on drug and drink driving tests, how would the money be allocated separately between those two?
The funding for the alcohol testing already exists. The $45 million, as I understand it, is specifically to add drugs, roadside drug testing to that mix.
In the previous national government, when you were approached by the police about this, why was that not something that you wanted to undertake then?
So my understanding of that through caucus discussions that have happened post that is that there were concerns that the technology at the time was not sufficiently reliable to give the confidence that should be necessary in order to, because obviously actions are taken if you get a positive test at the roadside. So my understanding is there was concerns about the efficacy and reliability of the testing at the time. But likewise, I understand that has been resolved.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week, Brett. And we really appreciate you stepping in for Jamie Lee. And we hope that the Wellington weather continues for you.
Well, thank you very much.
No
Have
worries.
A great day.
You too. See you later.
Bye-bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
The Wire.